Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But to put a bow on our golden at-bat conversation, Danny, I don't think this will ever happen. I think that there is a benefit, if you're the commissioner, Rob Manfred, to floating a bunch of these things out and having them discussed all over the place. Partially like a trial balloon to see what resonates and what doesn't, what hits and what doesn't. Also, though, and in this case maybe, just to get your sport out there.
Yep.
Because nobody's signing anybody of note right now, and it's playing at best third fiddle to baseball and basketball in the moment, and you could even to football and basketball. But you could even make the case that it slid lower down the totem pole here in December. But where are you at? What do you think the percentage chance is that we ever see this? I would set it at like 5%.
Oh, I think it's closer to 35 or 40 within my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. I think this is the, as younger fans come up and younger fans then turn into decision makers as adults, their proclivities are different than mine. Like, if you look back again at the baseball I grew up with in the 80s, it's, I don't want to say it's unrecognizable because it's still you throw the ball, catch the ball, hit the ball, but the accepted norms are so different than you would have seen 25, 30, 40 years ago. That's the trend line. It's we're moving towards stuff like this in all sports. And so to me, I think this is something we will see. Whether it's in my lifetime or just afterwards, I think changes like this are inevitable to sports. I really do, to capture the entertainment dollar.
I think the changes are happening and there's no stopping them. This is so severe, though, and so kind of unnecessary. Not negatively, but it's just not something that has to happen. It'd be something that happened because they want it to, that I don't see this one. But I think by putting it out there, in some ways they wanted to see what fans thought and what kind of interest there might be. One thing I did think of, though, Jason Stark of The Athletic was going through a bunch of different ways that they could do this. What happens if you, like, let's say, I keep using James Wood because he is the guy who's worth the price of admission for the Nationals. If he's due up second in the inning and you have him lead off the inning, so you sub him in for somebody else, and then he's due up next. What if he gets a hit and he's on base, and then he's due up again? Is there just a pinch runner for him? We're not doing ghost runners, obviously, but you have to run for him then, burn a bench spot, or does someone else just get to run, and it doesn't count against your bench?
Or the guy he hit for isn't out of the game. He just got golden ruled.
Oh, good point.
So that guy just goes back in?
Yeah, maybe that guy just goes on base now. That's
a
good point.
So that would be my guess, honestly, as to how they would handle that, but... Yeah, I mean, again, you said ghost runner. It just reminded me, within my lifetime, if you had asked me at age 20, age 30, whatever, hey, will they just eventually, for extra inning games, just start with the guy on second? I would have gone, that's adorable. Of course they won't do that. That would be the most fundamental crazy change in history, and now it's normal to us that it's happening. So, yeah, it just popped into my mind when you said ghost runner. But, yeah, that unique scenario, by the way, where Ohtani leads, like he just goes full Bugs Bunny. Ohtani leads off. Ohtani bats second. Ohtani wins it with two base hits in a row, you know, driving himself in. Like, who gets credit for the run, by the way? Who gets the run scored?
By the way, is that bad for baseball, the Shohei Ohtani show? Or the, you know, it's not some random scrub that's getting that love in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it's
going to be
Defoe.
The biggest stars in the game, right? So there's something to be said for that.
Who gets credit for the run if Shohei Ohtani drives in Shohei Ohtani? The run, who gets credit for the run scored? RBI, I got, because that's Shohei.
Yeah, I think Shohei would.
Even though he didn't score? It's somebody else?
I don't know. I can't help you there. But that is part of what I don't like. In the same way of, you know, the runner at second, you get a loss. If that runner scores because it's an earned run, it should be unearned, right? It just does that part doesn't make, or it is an unearned run, actually.
Yeah, you give up two medium deep fly balls to right, you lose.
Exactly. You lose as a pitcher.
That's stupid. Hate that.
But now if you start allowing hitters in the most ideal situations, bases loaded, couple runners on to bat, you know, home run totals, RBI totals, a lot of things are going to be skewed in a way that is unfair to the guys that came before in terms of counting stats. So some of that matters to me, too, and it's another reason why I don't think it will have a whole lot of player support, certainly.